You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and you can think of me as your friendly guide to the English language, writing, history, rules, and cool stuff. Today, I have a segment about the origin of Mardi Gras or Carnival, another segment about why we drive home, but drive to work, why that to is in there, and a Familect story about medium birds. Let's get started. It's the end of February, which means Mardi Gras is almost here. When we think of Mardi Gras, we picture parties, parades, and beads. But did you ever wonder what Mardi Gras means? Well, the first thing to know about Mardi Gras is that it kicks off the Christian season of Lent. That's the time when people prepare for Easter, the holiday that celebrates the resurrection of Christ. In Western churches, Lent begins 6.5 weeks before Easter on what's known as Ash Wednesday. On this solemn day, Christians are asked to reflect on their mortality and their need to reconcile with God. They're also asked to begin fasting and to fast for the next 40 days. Nowadays, that might mean giving up wine or candy. But in the early days of the church, fasting was pretty hardcore. You could only eat one meal a day, and that had to be in the evening. You couldn't eat eggs, butter, meat, or fish, and in some places, you couldn't have oil, wine, or any other type of dairy. Now, knowing this period was coming up, people naturally tried to use up any food they had on hand before Lent began, especially because there wasn't any refrigeration back then. And that leads us back to Mardi Gras. If you're a regular listener or reader, you'll remember that just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the origin of the names of the days of the week. And in Roman times, Tuesday was Dies Martis, which directly led to the French and Spanish words we use for Tuesday today. Over time, this practical act turned into a celebration. You can see how, if you had to get rid of all of the ice cream and frozen pizza and potato chips in your house, you'd probably throw a party too. And so the Mardi Gras Carnival was born, the feasts and festivities leading up to Lent. In fact, the word carnival itself reflects this tradition. It comes from the Latin carnem levare, or the Italian carne levare. Both refer to putting away or the removal of flesh. By the way, you probably already know that the word carne means meat. Just think of carne asada, that yummy staple of Mexican cuisine. Asada means roasted or grilled, so carne asada means grilled meat. Anyway, a term that's like carnival but now obsolete is carne privium. The privium part of that word comes from privare, meaning to deprive. Thus, carne privium means to deprive of meat. Carnival and Mardi Gras entered English in the 1500s and 1600s, even though Lent had been celebrated for centuries beforehand. Maybe it took that long for people to turn a time of penitence into an excuse for partying. Whatever the reason, the celebration of Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, continues to this day. And the word carnival referred to the party before Lent long before it became something with rides and games that might be part of a bigger circus. According to Edom Online, that meaning didn't come about until 1926. That segment was written by Samantha Enslin, who runs Dragonfly Editorial. You can find her at dragonflyeditorial.com or on Twitter as DragonflyEdit. A friend on Twitter asked if we've ever done an episode on why you need the word to in phrases like drive to work, but you don't need it in phrases like drive home. He wrote, quote, "I don't know why the to is in there, but it sounds odd not to include it, or include it as the case may be," unquote. Well, when we say I'm driving to the house functions as a noun indicating a specific place. But when we say I'm driving home functions as an adverb of place, similar to the adverb homeward. Compare I'm driving to school or to the mall or to my job with I'm driving well, I'm driving carefully, I'm driving north, forward, up, there, and so on. The first set of examples are all nouns of place, school, the mall, my job. While the second set are all adverbs of place or direction, carefully, north, and so on. This is also true of other transport verbs like to go. I'm going to school, to the mall, to my job, versus I'm going quickly, I'm going forward, and I'm going soon. With to go, we can also attach an adverb of place instead of a noun. I'm going home. I'm going north. I'm going there. You'll notice another little quirk related to transport verbs when you compare American English and British English. We've talked about this before, so you may remember that the British go to hospital and Americans go to the hospital. The British go to university, while Americans go to the university or a university. Both British and American speakers can either go to the school or just go to school. The difference here is that you're talking about the general concept or idea of hospitals or schools, or about a specific hospital or school. In other words, you might say, I go to school in a general sense, meaning you haven't graduated yet. Similarly, speakers of British English will say, I need to go to hospital, to indicate that they require medical attention. If they say, I'm going to the hospital, that usually means they're visiting a specific hospital for a reason other than getting treatment. For example, to visit someone or take care of an administrative task. It's kind of like the difference in American English between going to prison and going to the prison. And to finish up, the British, I went to university, is equivalent to an American saying, I went to college. You aren't talking about a specific college, but rather the general concept of receiving a higher education. That segment was written by Kate Whitcomb. Kate is a linguist and teacher with degrees in psycholinguistics and cognitive neuroscience. You can find her online at thelaymanslinguist.com and on Twitter as laymanslinguist. Finally, I have a Familect story from Don.
Hey, Grammar Girl. My name is Don. I'm in Boston heading west on US 20, which is, by the way, the longest road in America, and this is where it begins. Anyway, my daughter, when she was young, used to sometimes come in the kitchen at breakfast time and say that she was a medium bird. Okay, what's a medium bird? She said, well, I didn't wake up early, so I'm not going to get a worm because I wasn't an early bird. But I wasn't late, like a late bird. I'm just regular time, so I'm a medium bird, and we still use it. Thanks.
Thanks, Don. If you want to share your family dialect story, the story of a word your family and only your family uses, leave a voicemail at 83-321-4-GIRL, like Don did, and you might hear it on the show. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the New York Times bestseller, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen. And thanks to my producer, Nathan Sims. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside. With a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Mmm, short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.